the halachas of Hilchos Kedushin and Nisuin. We know that before even Kedushin and Nisuin, there's something called Shiduchim. Now, Shiduchim means when a couple gets engaged, Alpi Halacha, is there any ramifications Alpi Din about a person that has Shiduchim? So, there's only two halachas. One halacha is that from the time they get engaged, they're not allowed to sleep under the same roof. That's Nias, the Ramah quotes from the Sefer Agudah. They really shouldn't sleep under the same roof even beforehand. But the halacha is, the Ramah quotes from the time they get engaged, they spend Shabbos together, they shouldn't sleep under the same roof. The other nafkamina where it comes from Shiduchim is, God forbid, if the engagement is broke off, there is a concept of what we have called tanoim. And tanoim means that it's the first part of the wedding that the fathers make a kinyan, they're going to bring the chasen and kala to the chuppah. So the proper time to do tanoim is not at the wedding, at the time of the engagement. And the bottom line is there really are financial obligations to one another, but we don't really have that. Many chassidim do the tanoim at the engagement. And if there's a broke off of engagement, they should ask for mechila from one another. But the bottom line is, it seems like they made a pledge of allegiance of finances. So that's why the Rav did not like doing tanoim at a wedding, because the proper time is at the engagement. And you'd make a kinyan, you break a kli, it's baltashkas, he said. What's the point of doing that? But that's the minig. The minig is that we do the tanoim. Rav Moshe has a special nusach of tanoim, where the Gemara has a nidah. If you tovei a woman for nisuin, we're afraid that she might become a nidah. So Rav Moshe wrote up a nusach of tanoim. Rav Moshe wrote a nusach of tanoim where l'maisa, you get out of that problem of tavuli nase. Tavuli nase is you claim that she should get, you want her to get married, so we're afraid she might get nervous and be chayshish for pirsa nidah, which make the chuppah nidah. So the way Rav Moshe wrote up the tanoim is in a manner where it will not be a problem of tahuali nase kashinu and pirsanidit. So that's the first step of the shiduchim, halacha l'maisa. Then we know that there is halacha of kedushin, and kedushin can be accomplished in one of three ways: kesef, shtar, or bia. Our minigs use kesef nowadays, only money, and Tosfos writes we don't use a diamond for the actual kedushin because she might think it's worth 10,000. Might be worth 5, and she might not have agreed to the kedushin. So our minhag is to use a gold ring, and not to have it engraved. It's engraved. It also elevates the price. She might think it's a certain amount of money, and it's really not. She might not have agreed to the kedushin. So the minhag is to use a gold or platinum, whatever it is, but it should be flat and solid, and not engraved, which would elevate the price. So this is the halacha. We don't use a shtar for kedushin. You could, theoretically. There is a sheet that says maybe the ksuba could be used as a shtar in case the kesef wasn't your money or was stolen money. But that's a very big kiddush. That's why in many places they have the aid of kedushin also watch the giving of the ksuba from the chasen to the kala. Because maybe you could say it serves as like a shtar kedushin. That's a very difficult kiddush. We use kesef kedushin, and not shtar. What about bia? So Gemara says bia we don't do bizman hazeh for kedushin because it's not snias. Rav would flog someone that was makadosh a woman with bia. So the purpose of kedushin is that it osers the woman and everyone in the whole world. Asulaka kuliyama kehektish. Now during the times of the Gemara and the Mishnayos, they used to wait 12 months between kedushin and suin. By kedushin, if you use kesef, the woman, the chasen, is not mutter to the kala for another 12 months until the nesuin is done. So they used to give that time for the husband to prepare for the meal, for the kala to prepare for jewelry, and that was the minig. The minig was to wait for 12 months based on psukim, but we don't do that nowadays. We do the kedushin and the nesuin all in one day. But we do commemorate this gap between the kedushin and the nesuin. How do we commemorate it? So there's a Chubis Rashi that Tosfos quotes in Psachim, where we read the Ksuba. The reading of the Ksuba is between the Kedushin and the Nisuin. And that commemorates the gap. And if the Rav wants to speak and give a drasha and give a bracha to the chasan kala, that's when you should speak, after the reading of the ksuba. Not at the end. Not at the end of the chuppah after the Shem Brachas. It says meritzin chasan kala. You're supposed to rush the chasan kala to the yichru to make it a very, very swift juxtaposition between the yichud room and the shavuot brachos. So it's not right at the end of the Rav gives a drasha. He should give it after the ksuba to commemorate the gap. You want the gap to be bigger between the kedushin and the nesuin. So what is nesuin? What is nesuin? So there are five shittas in the tour as to define nesuin, and we do all of them. We do all of them. But what nesuin does is that allows the chasan to be with the kala. Until that time, there's an isser for the chasan to be with the kala. In fact, most Rishonim say it's an isser drabanan. The Ravid holds the isser diaraisa for the chasan to be with his kala before the suin, even though he's makadosher. But there's still an isser. What? There's still an isser mamish. The Ravid to that degree holds it's an isser diaraisa. It's interesting because the Yishalmi, the first Tais in Arvei Pesachim, says that if you have shmur matz and erev Pesach morning, Yishalmi says like living with your arusa in the house of your father-in-law before the kedushin. So most gedol akrom say that's an issur d'rabbanan to eat the shmur matzah early. But there is a pre-chadish that holds the iraisa. The iraisa to eat the shmur matzah. This is the iraisa. Where do you get it from? The comparison to be bol arusas v'eschom. According to the ravid, it's an issur d'rabbanan. So you put together the pre-chadish with the ravid, then it's an issur d'rabbanan. But as I said, most gedol akrom say eating the shmur matzah is only d'rabbanan, and bol arusas is only d'rabbanan, but still asur. So that highlights the difference between Kedushin on one hand, which Asr's law Kuliyama Kehektish, and Nisuin allows the Chosin to be with the Kala, Pidvin. Now what is Nisuin? So we mentioned there are five opinions, five different shittas, what Nisuin is. Number one, the first is, the Rambam shita is that it's Yichud. It's the Yichudim. This is what the Rambam writes. Now usually, Svaradim always usually hold like the Rambam. It happens to be that if you ever go to a Svaradic wedding, they don't do Yichud. Because Rabbi Avadi Zechuvah doesn't think that it's Snias, and they actually don't do Yichud at the wedding. So there comes out, interesting, they're not holding like the Rambam on this. But the Rambam holds that the Chuppah is considered to be Yichud. Yichud, Chuppah, and Nisuin are synonymous. I want you to get these synonyms. Kedushin and Erusin are synonymous. They are just two words, the same words, Kedushin and Erusin. Chuppah is synonymous with the word Nisuin. You follow me? Kedushin with Erusin, Nisuin with Chuppah. And it's interesting, the Rambam writes that it means the Yichurim. That's why if a woman is a Nidah, according to the Rambam, you can't have the wedding. We don't hold like the Rambam. Both Ashkenazim and Sfaradim don't hold like the Rambam. Never push off a wedding if she needed. We try to regulate that she won't be a needed before. But if she is, we still do it. Gets a little complicated that you can't have Yichud together, right? So you have to put a cotton in the room, or you have to keep the door open. We try to regulate it that she, you know, takes regulates her period that she won't be a needed b'shas chuppah. But the bottom line is that Lamais, you never push off the wedding, but according to the Rambam, you would have to, because chuppah has to be a yichud re'uya lebiyah. She's a nidah, it's not re'uya lebiyah. Yes? So therefore, you'd have to push it off. As I said, we don't paskal like that. We don't paskal like that. You must know the Rambam shita, halach lamais. It's interesting. How can a husband ever be alone with his wife who's a nidah? You're not allowed to be alone with a woman who's a yichud if she's asr to you. So this is your asr more. So Gemara quotes a pasuk in Shir Shirim. Gemara said, "Hedge Lamazan Suga Basher Shanim." Gemara digs up a special post like the hedge of roses that the husband will be able to conquer himself, but that's only if he's been with her already. When you first get married, you haven't been with her. She's a needy; you can't be alone. So it gets complicated in the Shava Brachas. But that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that the definition of Nesuin or Chuppah is Yichud. Yichud al Pidin. So many, there are different sheets. How long you have to have Yichud? Okay, usually the minute is 10 minutes that the Aidim stand there, make sure no one's there. They check the room out. No one can get in. It's a room on its own. That's the first sheet. Number two. Second sheet is a very novel, and that is Bedekin. Yushalmi says Bedekin. When the Chassan actually puts the veil over the cowl. He should make sure he does it himself. A lot of people try to help. It's not good for shlichus. The Rav said he should make sure he does it. Whenever I'm a Seder Kedusha, I make sure that the Kossin does it himself. People want to help. It's not good for shlichus. He has to do it himself. Now you guys tell me, what's the problem with Bedekin? It's before the Kedusha, which is bizarre. I thought we said Kedushin before the Nisuin. So the way Rav Shafish leave the set it to us is that when the Nisuin is done, then it's Chal at the same time. When the Kedushin is eventually done, then the Nisuin and Kedushin are Chal at the same time. If God forbid, let's say the guy dies, Rachman al-Islam, after the Bedekin, before the Kedushin, would she be a widow? That's just not. No, not at all. There's a Taz that seems to indicate. Maybe a little bit, but Lamaisa, the bottom line is that it's going to be delayed, and then it clicks in when the Kedushin is done. You follow me? But that's unique about the Bedekin. It's a big machleg is written in the Ramban, Lamaisa. A big machleg is written in the Ramban as to whether what, as to whether the Nisuin, Lamaisa, can be done before Kedushin. Everyone says the Kedushin's got to be before the Nisuin. It can't even reverse the order. Well, that's what we do by Bedekin. So you have to say that it's Chal. Yes, Jonathan Linden.
So if the Hassan Bakrabit died in the Mithun Kedushin and Nisuin, would she be allowed to marry the Kohen Gadol?
If he died after the Kedushin, before the Nisuin in the 12 months?
Yeah.
Would you be allowed to marry the Kohen Gadol? That's a good question. If I'm not mistaken, I believe yes, because she's still a Basula, Al Pidin. We have to check it out, though, okay?
Because the Iker is really Basula, not...
Well, we got to check it out. Okay, we got to check it out. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's the din. It's good morning, moment's not the test. We have to look it up. Okay. What she did, are we up to? We've done two already. Number three is the chassan brings the kala into his apartment or his house. That could even be with a lot of people. Not yichu. Tzachnosus. L'rishuso. He brings her into his rishus. That's the third she did. If he's, you know, many times he brings her into his apartment later at night, or if he's renting the hall, that's considered to be Hachnosis L'Rishuso. The Ron says this. The fourth sheet is being under the chuppah with the woman, a regular chuppah that we have. You know, you're under the chuppah with her. And the fifth sheet is being under the chuppah plus sheva brachos at eating the meal. That's why you should make sure you eat at your wedding, because you fulfill one of the sheets in the sumer. So if you were eating your meal, what do you mean? It's a mitzvah. First of all, you're hungry too. You're probably fasting, right? People ask, were you eating at your member of the fast? It's a sheet in the Rishonim to fulfill. But also, you probably were fasting, right? We know the Chassan and Kala have to fast. Now, this day and age, it's become more makel that the Kala does. It's hard to fast. And it's difficult for a Chassan also, but usually the Chassan fasts. What are the reasons? Two reasons why the Chassan fasts. One is he won't be a shikr at the time of the Kedusha. He knows what he's doing. What's the other one? For a kapar, it's Yom Kippur. It's a Yom Kippur, Lamaisa. So if a guy gets married in the winter and you get married at 7, the chuppah, it's been dark already. So if you hold like the first reason, you've got to fast all the way so you won't be drunk at the time of the Kedusha. But if you hold that it's a tainus for a kapar, you did it already. You could eat before. The mice. So these are interesting reasons that come up. But the bottom line is that those are the five sheets of Rishonim to fulfill what Nisuin is. And we Pascha, we do every single one of them. Al-Pi Halacha. We do every single one of them Al-Pi Halacha to make sure we get it fully done properly. Now, we cover the Shaduchit, we cover the Kedushin, and we cover the Nisuin. Now, there happens to be a steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam writes on one place that if you have a chuppah needed, he says it's bad, you're not koneh her, but the sheva brachos you said by mistake are still good. Why? If you didn't koneh her, why are the sheva brachos good? It's a mistake. Number two, the Rambam says, is that when you bring her into your rishus, if she dies, you're Yorusha exclusively. You don't share it with the father of the kala. And when you bring her into your rishus like the Ron, you have exclusive rights to annul her nedarim. So you see from that Rambam that what's the ikar of nisuin? Hachnasas l'rishus. But from the first Rambam, what do we say the ikar was? Yichud. So make up your mind, Rambam. Which shita do you hold? Is it Yichud or is it Achnas L'Rishus? So there's a beautiful chiddush from Rav Naftali Trapsatzal, the great Goyim. Rav Naftali Trapsatzal writes that according to the Rambam, there's Svei Dinim in Nisun. There's a financial responsibility the husband has from the time of the Nisun. And then there is the marital aspects that kick in as well. So the financial aspects kick in for Achdas L'Rishus. So he gains exclusive rights to what? To annul her vows, and he owes Yorush her exclusively. But the marital element only kicks in with what? With Yichud. So according to the Rambam, you have both tracks when it comes to the Nisun. You have both tracks. You follow me? And therefore, if the chuppah need to happen, why did the Sheva Brachas click in? The chuppah need it. You didn't have the marital element because you need it. But at least what you were bringing her into what? You were shush. You got the financial requirements. And therefore, the financial requirements kicked in. And therefore, the Sheva Brachas do not have to what? Sheva Brachas do not need to be repeated. You follow what I'm saying? That's the chiddush that we're bringing out. That Reb Ram held that they're both good, and this is a beautiful chiddush of the Gruz Yitzchak, Yid Yitzchak Tzoratzkuk. Do you ever notice when Yitzchak marries Rivka, when they pick up Rivka, it took 3 days to get home. But it says V'yavarchus Rivka. Before they left Eliezer, they said Shava Brachas. The Gemara Taisus says in Ksubis. What do you mean Shava Brachas? According to the Ram, they didn't have Yichud for 3 days later. How could they say Sheva Brachas at that time? You follow me? It's a great kasha. The Avarchus Rivka. According to the Rambam, there's no Nisuin until there's Yichud. How could they say Avarchus, the Avarchus Rivka? So what's the answer? The Sforno writes, what happened? What happened when Lavan gave her over? Achnasus L'Rishus. Moser Ahav L'Shluchei Abal. Moser Shluchei Av, the Pesua was dead already, right? The Malach killed him, Rashi says, right? Poisoned him, right? Because he tried to poison Eliezer. Right? Rashi quotes, the Malach killed Pesua. So the brother of Rivka gave over to the Shluchei Av. So there was an Nisuin that was Chal, based on this formula. Since it was a Nisuin that was Chal, the Bracha wasn't too early. The Bracha was Chal on the Nisuin. You follow me? Because that's the first part of the Nisun. So you have basically, you have Shaduchin, you have Kedushin, you have Nisun, but Nisun is really split up into two parts. So basically you have four different stages. Four different stages of the marriage process, Al-Pidin. Okay? And Lamaisa, that's what is so critical when we have this halacha. Now there is a Shita, which we don't hold like. Actually, I shouldn't say that. It's a Yesh Omrim in the Ramah. You know Rav Huna's opinion? Chuppah's Kona. Kesef Shtar Ovia. And Chuppah also works for what? For Kedushin. You follow me? Now there's no doubt that Bia works for Nisuin too. When I said the five Shitas besides for Bia, we paskin Bia's Eris and Osa, doesn't do Nisuin. But if a guy did Bia for Nisuin, it would work too. For Mice. Now, what's interesting is we don't hold like Rav Huna, as I said, but b'di'evit, there's a Yesh Omrim that says there's something called a kinin hamoyel. You know what a kinin hamoyel means? Let's say it turned out the ring wasn't his. He stole it. I don't know. He didn't know about it. He didn't know it was his. Turns out that the kesef was bad under the chuppah, but they're under a chuppah. So can you say chuppah kinin? That's what's called kinin hamoyel, a kinin that works. Because you're trying to accomplish being konaher, but your kedushin was bad, but can you fall back on the backup kinyan automatically or not? So the Ramah says, well, if you hold Rabbeinu Hanan on the Sovik, we pass like Rav Huna, Ramah says, maybe. So he would say in that case, you'd have to still get a get. I bet the ring was bad. The ring was bad. How could it be a good kedushin? Because you're under the chuppah. And automatically it should work. So there's a Yeshomer that it's a suffix. So we would not let them go away from one another unless he would give her a get. You follow me? That's a Chiddush. Because even though most Rishonim Paskin, we don't hold like Rav Huna, that Chuppah's Eino Kona, but there is a Rav Hananel that has a suffix. So maybe on that we would have to be Machmer Al Pi Halacha. Okay, that's a good overview, guys. Go over it. Okay, here's the Mar Mekaymus. We got a lot to do. Here's the Mar, we got to do the Tosis.